us.
All right, Steve, here we are, our last break of the day. Wow. Whew, I'm so excited. Tomorrow is the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I didn't think this day would ever come. Ooh.
And it is the end of his reign as president.
Reign of terror.
I'm not afraid of what, and these are my closing remarks too. I'm not afraid of his followers. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid of Trumpism. I'm none. That shakes me up none at all. You didn't affect my life when you was president. You damn sure not gonna have an effect on it when you gone. And I'm not allowing anybody to wave a Trump flag and affect my life. Tomorrow is a new beginning, a new chance. And you know who I'm talking to? I'm talking to the Steve Harvey Morning Show listeners. Tomorrow is a new chance for us. We're starting a new era in the American process. We have proven that we have the power to change elections, that we have the power to remove and approve of whoever we want in certain positions by the power of the vote. Our power as voters has never been more evident than this year right here. The presidential election and the Senate runoff in Georgia. Those two things showed us in Detroit, in Milwaukee, in Philly, in Atlanta, all over Georgia, Brunswick, Columbia, South Savannah, all of that, man. It showed that what the brothers and sisters was doing out there in Houston, in Dallas, Texas, how they showed up at the polls. Damn, they turned that state blue. I mean, man, we found out something this year. In the midst of a pandemic, a global pandemic, we found a way to come out of this, something that we could all be proud of, that we are now have to be dealt with as a voting bloc. They have to dig up, they have to deal with that, y'all. I want you to understand that. And so as the inauguration approaches, I also want to say this to my listeners. Do not involve yourself in any type of counter protest. Do not involve yourself in any type of counter protest. For those people who still want to raise Trump flags, let them raise them. You ain't got to go down there and counter it with nothing. Don't do that. Stay home, stay safe, and stay watchful. Let them protest if that's what they're going to do. You do not have to counter protest that. Don't get caught up in the confusion. Let them work that out. This is the Constitution that their forefathers wrote. Let them work through it. Let them have to live up to the creed that they've been talking about all this time, how great of a document it is. And it's a wonderful document. It's a wonderful document. It just ain't been that wonderful for us. And so let them deal with that. That ain't our war. We are now a voting bloc, and we have proven it. And we have things to do. And from now on, we are involved in all elections. All of them, y'all. Senate, Congress, judges, sheriffs, we getting involved in all of it. Those days of disregarding us are over, and we proved it. Now, the Republican Party, they got some adjustments they got to make because they all got to know that what Donald Trump did to the Republican Party, it left it in shambles. They are splintered. Hard to call yourself the moral party when your leader's name is Donald Trump. It really is. So, y'all, we got a lot to look forward to in 2021. Keep your head up. Stay prayerful. Know that God loves you. And make a plan for 2021. You ain't got to keep talking about what Trump doing and all this here. We got things. 2021, he ain't here. We got things to do with our life. It's time for us to get it on and move on. What's your dreams and visions for 2021? What do you hope for your family, for your relationship, for your career, for your money? For your hopes, your dreams, your passions, your education, your involvement, your business. What do you want for yourself? Stop tripping, man. We got a life to live. If God allowed you to live to survive 2020, it simply means that he ain't through with you yet. And he has something else for you. So if you are here in 2021 and you got through 2020, it's because he got something for you. I choose to live my life in expectation to see exactly what that is. And I'm depending and hoping and praying and living my life with the fact that I know God is everything. And through all things, you can have anything through Christ that strengthens you. He is your power. He's your source of inspiration and hope. You can get it, man. You ain't got to worry about it. Donald Trump is gone. He's
gone.
Tommy, sing your song. I believe Donald's gone. I won't be much too long that Donald's gonna be gone. Moving on, I believe that Trump is gone.
Yes.
What the church say, man?
Amen.
Amen. Amen again.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, don't try to come back in the White House like I forgot my car keys. Now get your ass out.
No. Please come back in here. That's called trespassing. Please come back up here. Y'all have a great day, man. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. See y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.